Yo, you're watching Spectator Sport. I'm Zach Roach, along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. And you know what we're talking about today. We got to talk about the NBA season preview. And there's a lot of good things that's happened. There's a lot of crazy things that's happened. So, Adi, go right now. What team that going into this offseason, you was like, man, they could have did more. They're a little disappointing.
Well, our old friend, Michael Jordan squad, the Charlotte Hornets.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, they was a nice, young, and up-and-coming team. They finally ended their five-year drought of not finishing a season with an above 500 record. Mm-hmm. And LaMelo Ball, he had an excellent all-star season in his second year. But then their leading scorer, Miles Bridges, was arrested on an alleged domestic violence case. Now, before all that happened, the Charlotte Hornets, they offered him a qualifying offer, which allowed the Hornets to match any offer from any other team that Miles Bridges received. He was going to cash in big time because he was coming off his best season of his career, averaging 20 points, 7 rebounds a game. But now his career in Charlotte is looking real shaky. And in the meantime, LaMelo Ball, he doesn't have that number two guy. Scary Terry Rozier and the often injured Gordon Hayward. Those guys are not it. So I'm going with the Hornets.
The Hornets. I do like it. I do like that. LaMelo Ball, I think he's just going to elevate and get better. But I do think they need another star. Another team that I was looking at was the Miami Heat. Now, Miami, who went to the Eastern Conference Finals, was one Jimmy Butler three-point away from going to the finals. Listen, that team got out as much as they can possibly get out. That team is not going any further. So I thought with all the trade demands of Kevin Durant, I thought Miami would be a team that would go get him a star. Pat Riley is known to do that. But in order for them, the Eastern Conference, which is going to be much, much stronger next year, sure. Boston's going to be better. The Cavaliers just went and got Donovan Mitchell. You got a lot of teams. Philly, James Harden is working out. He's slimming up. Joel Embiid, I just felt like Miami tapped out as much as they can last year. I don't know if they'll be able to continue that.
P.J. Tucker, they lost P.J. Tucker to Philly, which is going to elevate Philly. Miami going down.
Yep.
I agree.
So, and the talent, they got some talent, but we saw Tyler Hero kind of disappear in the playoffs. Sixth man of the year disappeared. Could not find him. I know he had an injury, but still could not find him. And when they played Boston, you saw he was missing.
No doubt.
Any other team that you want to throw in there that you'd be like, they could have did better?
Well, I was looking at Miami. You know, Miami was my second team, number one Charlotte. But it's a lot of teams that improved a lot. So.
Yeah. I'm looking at Phoenix, too. Phoenix Suns, I know they won 64 games last year. And the year before, they went to the finals. But I felt like teams is once again getting better. And I think they needed another scorer. Mm-hmm. They needed somebody who can put that ball in the basket. Because we saw the last two playoff runs in the finals when teams started pressing Chris Paul 40, 90 feet all up and down the court. He wore down.
Yeah,
he wore down. Dallas did it to him. The Milwaukee Bucks did him to the finals. And I feel like they need another ball handler, somebody else who can score and create buckets. Because once it was just all on Booker, they just double teamed him and it wasn't nothing going on. But at least they did sign Ayton back.
Yeah, they lost JaVale McGee to the Dallas Mavericks. So big man off the bench getting rebounds, blocks, they're going to miss that.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's talk about a team, Adi, that who you think did good. It was like, man, they had a heck of an offseason.
Well, two words describe this team's offseason: overly aggressive. Mm. I'm talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
All right. They traded 4 first-round picks. They traded the shot-blocking rookie Walker Kessler, Patrick Beverley, Malik Beasley, 2 other guys, and 2 pick swaps, all right, for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, that's a lot. That was a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they went crazy, all right? But, you know, when you look at it with the Minnesota Timberwolves, they was the 6th worst team in the NBA in second chance points allowed last year. They was the worst team in the playoffs in points allowed in the paint per game. And when you check out that critical game 5 against the Memphis Grizzlies, series tied at 2, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they blew a 13-point fourth-quarter lead in that game, mainly because they let the boy Clark grab 9 offensive rebounds.
Wow.
But despite all that, the boy Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, he hit a nice clutch 3 in the corner to tie the game with 3.7 seconds to go. But Ja Morant, got the ball at the top of the key, lost Ant-Man, drove to the hole. The big man Vanderbilt tries to stop Ja Morant. No way. Scooped it in with the left-hand layup. Yep. And so, and this is why the new Wolves president, Tim Connelly, went crazy for this trade, trading for a guy that led the NBA in rebounds per game last year, Rudy Gobert, three-time defensive player of the year to form the Twin Towers with the All-NBA Karl Anthony Towns in the Twin Cities. Mm. And the amazing Anthony Edwards, this guy, he's going to make
it. It's going to be his team.
Yeah.
This is going to be his team.
No doubt. He's going to make the All-Star team next year. Yep. And it's going to be, it's not going to be easy to put any team other than the Warriors, Phoenix, or the Clippers above the Timberwolves in the Western Conference rankings.
I think Rudy Gobert definitely makes them better on defense. Their rebounding is going to be a lot better. But the one thing I worry about in Minnesota, because you brought it up, they gave up a 13-point lead. I think they gave up a few leads in that series. In the fourth quarter, they need to know how to finish. They need to know how to play smart. And they need to, so they got to get that together, executing in the crucial moments. Because I think that if you look on paper, when they lost to Memphis last year, they might have had more talent, actual talent, than the Memphis Grizzlies. But the Memphis Grizzlies knew how to win in the fourth quarter when it was time to win the game. Minnesota's going to have to get that.
And they knew how to get the offensive rebound. Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns.
That's going to help.
Yeah.
That's going to help. And they definitely going to offensive rebound, and they're going to control the backboards. Now, with Rudy Gobert, the only thing I worry about is when teams play small against Minnesota. Mm. And you look at Utah Jazz in the playoffs. Teams go small. The Clippers did it to them the year before. And last year, who did they play in the first round?
The Utah Jazz. They played the Dallas Mavericks.
And they just spread them out.
Right.
Brought Rudy Gobert out the hole, and it was over. And the fact that Rudy Gobert is 7 foot and cannot score on somebody that's 6'6" is amazing to me. Like, so you can't even take advantage of his matchup. Another team, though, I was looking at was the Cleveland Cavaliers. Wow. You talk about a shocking move. Everybody thought Donovan Mitchell, Spider Mitchell, was going to the Knicks. No, 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 no. The Cleveland Cavaliers stepped in, and now they have a starting lineup That backcourt with him, with Donovan Mitchell and Garland, and you got a front line with Mobley and Jared Allen. Mm-hmm. Wow. That team.
Kevin Love off the bench. Caris LeVert off the bench.
Yeah, like they have a nice team. They're going to be tough to deal with. They got size. They got athleticism. And they're young. Now, I will say this about Spider Mitchell. He better play some defense.
Right.
He got to step his D up. Yeah. Like, for real. If you're going to be the star player of the team, you got to step your D up. But that was a power move. Now, they gave up Lauri Markkanen.
They gave up Colin Sexton.
Agbaji,
the rookie from Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yep.
3 first-round picks and 2 pick swaps.
Wow. Okay. So they gave up a lot to get him, but yeah. I think it was worth it. Because these two franchises we're talking about, free agents are just not just going like, oh, I'm going to go sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Oh, Minnesota seems like the destination to be. So they have to, unfortunately, they have to make moves like this for their teams to be successful.
Now, you talk about defense. My man, Spider Mitchell, you know what they can make up for? Evan Mobley is a rising star. He can play some defense. He's going to block some shots.
He's going to be a monster.
Yeah. Him and Jared Allen together in the end. One of the best big man combinations in the NBA.
Is it another team you think that improved? Like, you watching them?
Atlanta Hawks.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, their problem last year was defense. They get Jadonte Murray from the Spurs. Okay, this guy, he was a former All-NBA, All-Defensive Team guy. He led the NBA in steals last year. He averaged 21 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds a game. Mm-hmm. Number 2 in the NBA in triple-doubles. You bring him in. Yes, they did give up 3 first-round picks in Danilo Gallinari form to the Spurs, but you got Trae Young, Murray in the backcourt. I really like it. They gave up Kevin Huerter as well because he didn't play defense. They traded him to the Kings. So I look for the Atlanta Hawks defense to finally get on point. With John Collins and Clint Capella in them, the Hawks, that's a sleeper team. People really ain't talking about them too much.
You know what's crazy about the Hawks? As soon as they made that trade for DeJounte Murray, which was a good trade for them, because Trae Young needed another ball handler in the backcourt with him. Kevin Durant put his trade request in after they made. Right. So I always wonder, like, if Kevin Durant would have made that trade request earlier, Atlanta could have jumped in and probably did something because they would have had the assets, the pieces, and the picks that could have satisfied the Nets. Maybe so, maybe not. But that's so yeah, I do like the Atlanta Hawks. I do like what they did. I'm gonna go one more team. The Los Angeles Clippers. Mm-hmm. The Clippers are good, but the fact they're getting pretty much two bona fide superstars back, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Now, Paul George came back and played the end of the season, but they're getting Kawhi Leonard back, and they're going to have all of them together now. And then you add John Wall. They needed a point guard who can push the pace so they can play fast. Actually give Kawhi and Paul George some easy shots as well, not them just having to create everything. You bring Reggie Jackson off the bench now with Terrence Mann and company. That team is going to be.
They starting John Wall over.
I don't
Reggie
know who they're going to start.
I wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't you?
Reggie Jackson, he's better. He's more durable. And, you know, John Wall, he's been hurt the last couple of seasons. I say bring him off the bench.
But who gonna provide? They need somebody to provide that scoring off the bench. Remember, yeah. They lost Lou Will.
They did. So, I mean, we'll see. No matter what, I got him as a top three team in the West.
Yeah, and John Wall is thirsty to him and show the world, show everybody that he hasn't lost a step. He hasn't played. It's been a while since he's played.
It's been a couple of seasons.
Speaking of players who ain't played in a while, or let's what player are you looking at this year in the NBA? You like? They need to step their game up this year. If that team really want to do something, they really need to step their game up.
Oh, it's the 2019 number one overall pick, Zion Williamson.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. He missed the entire season last year with a fractured foot. Mm-hmm. And his rookie year, he only played 24 games. Despite all of that, the Pelicans signed him to a 5-year, $193 million.
Players are getting paid just, and they ain't proved nothing yet. It's crazy.
Not at all, man. And so, but, you know, they signed him to all that money. But when you look at his sophomore season, where he only missed 11 games, he averaged 27 points per game. He shot 61% from the field, made the All-Star team. And you see why they want to keep him with C.J. McCollum, who they just
got. They got a nice team. You better watch them.
Yeah, they just got him from the Blazers. He was number 16 in the NBA in points per game. Brandon Ingram's coming back. He averaged 22 points a game last year. Valanciunas, number 7 in the NBA in rebounds per game. That's a nice lineup. But still, they're going to have to battle with the Blazers, who just got Jeremy Grant from the Detroit Pistons. Yep. The Los Angeles Lakers is going to be a problem with Anthony Davis coming back. So I think those three teams will be battling for the 8th seed. But if Zion can stay healthy, they'll make the playoffs.
I honestly think they'll be a top 16 if Zion is healthy, if everybody's healthy, because that talent on that team, that's heavy.
You don't get them with the top six.
They can make the top six. Like, okay, name me 16s better in the West if on paper. Now, everything got to play out correctly. Give me 16s on paper.
I'll give you 6. I'll give you a Clippers, Warriors, Suns. I'll give you Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah. That's going
to
be close.
I'll give you a team that just made it to the Western Conference Finals, the Mavericks, and I'll give you the Nuggets.
The Nuggets, we haven't seen Jamal Murray play in like the last two seasons since.
We haven't seen Zion Williamson.
Yeah, we haven't seen Zion. We haven't, and Michael Porter Jr. We don't know what he's going
to
be.
Yeah, they had to see Murray. He didn't play last year. I believe he's going to be healthy. He should. It was rumors that he was going to come back last year to play in the playoffs. So I believe that he's going to be healthy. Michael Porter Jr. I don't know about him, but I know Murray. I think he's going to be playing. He's going to be healthy.
So if you look at the talent level on the Pelicans. And look at the Nuggets talent. Both teams are talented. Of course, they got the Joker. He's the best.
MVP.
Yeah, he's the best. But besides the Joker, who's the second best? Who's the best players on the court besides the Joker?
Murray. Murray.
Is Murray better than Brandon Ingram?
Yes. Ooh. He's more clutch. Yes. I'm taking Murray over Brandon.
Okay. Is he C.J. McCollum?
C.J. McCollum. He's a sharpshooter. Yeah, they got a good lineup.
They have some talent on that team.
They do.
I don't know if they go. I can't just say they can win some. Like, let's be real. They probably beat the Suns if they have Zion playing in the playoffs last year.
That's saying a lot, right there.
So are we saying the Suns are going to drop?
I get the Suns as like a number. I think they can be number one seed again.
Number one?
Yeah, I think they can be number one seed again. They had a good regular season. They just fell off in the playoffs.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm looking at James Harden. James Harden. Now, James Harden is an all-time great. I know people love to talk about him. He gets a bad rep. But James Harden is a phenomenal basketball player. And even in the season where we said, oh, James Harden is this, that, and the third, he still averaged 22, 10, and 7.
Right.
That's James Harden on his worst day. A lot of players, we just talked about DeJounte Murray averaged the same numbers. He's rising. He's an all-star this. That's James Harden at his worst.
Harden don't play defense, though.
He don't.
Yeah.
So James Harden, but the problem ain't the problem with James Harden in the regular season. Philly is going to be one of the top teams in the East. They have probably the best big man. You can argue between him, Joker, Giannis, best big man in the league, and Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. James Harden needs to be James Harden. James Harden don't need to average 11 assists, 12 assists. I'd rather James Harden, for Philly's sake, to average 25 points, 25 to 30 points, than the 11, 12 assists. That's good that he can pass that good because he's a great playmaker, but Philly needs him to score because they gave up a lot to get him.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, and then Maxey, he showed up.
Yeah.
He stepped up his game last year. But and I believe if Embiid did not get hurt last year,
that's a fair point.
They would have advanced. They would have beat the Miami Heat and made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
You got another player in mind you thinking?
I'll talk about him. But the guy that Christian Wood.
Christian Wood
from the Houston Rockets, yeah. He got traded to Dallas Mavericks. They traded four role players and a number 26 overall pick for Christian Wood. This guy, he averaged 18 points, 10 rebounds last year, but he only played more than 41 games in his career, twice in his career, and he's 27 years old, okay? But the Dallas Mavericks did have a big man problem, so can he be that number two guy for Luka Doncic? He needs that number two guy. They want to make it back to the Western Conference Finals. Can Christian Wood be that dude? I'm really looking at him.
You brought up the Dallas Mavericks. So you think Dallas has a better roster than the Pelicans? I had to go back to it. I'm just asking.
Yeah, you know what? The Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic is amazing. You know what I'm saying?
We know
all NBA.
But if you just go from roster from top to bottom, who has the better roster, you think?
But you know what? They do. The Pelicans on paper have a better roster. But why is it that the Mavericks before this playoffs last year, the previous playoffs against the Clippers, they was giving the Clippers all they can handle.
All they can handle.
And then they just upset the Phoenix Suns, the number one seed.
Yep.
And they doing all this without a number two guy with Luka. Yes, on paper, they roster looked kind of mediocre in everything.
But Luka makes up for a lot.
Yeah, he make up for a lot. Then another team I put over the Pelicans is the Grizzlies. We didn't even say Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So I get the Pelicans as an eighth seed. I get the Grizzlies.
I'm high on the Pelicans. I think the Grizzlies is going to be up there too, but I think some teams that might fall that you normally used to see, and I think these teams is going. I think Phoenix is going to fall this year. I think Phoenix is going to take a fall this year. I think Chris Paul, once he turned 37 years old in the playoffs last year, and team C, I'll just tell you,
tell you the problem with the Pelicans point guard, right? Point guard play. They got Graham that used to play with the Hornets. He's their point guard. So it's. The point guard play, they should have kept Lonzo Ball. They'd be a lot better, but, you know, he's hurt.
Lonzo can't stay healthy. I'll give you one more player. He just signed a max contract, and I'm happy for him. He is a good player. Zach LaVine. Mm. Now that you signed that big money deal, you a max player, you are expected to be the cornerstone of the Chicago Bulls. When you get a max contract like that, you are expected to lead the team to wins. Now, the Bulls got to the playoffs last year, which was great. But as we just talked, the East has got a lot better, a lot better. And we're not even talking about that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving is going to be back in Brooklyn with Ben Simmons. We don't know what Ben Simmons is going to look like, but he is going to be back.
The Celtics got better. They traded for Malcolm Brogdon from the Indiana Pacers. So.
Yes. The Cavs, we spoke on them. So Milwaukee is going to be back. They're going to be completely healthy. Middleton, Drew Holiday and company. So listen, in Miami, I know I said Miami didn't have a disappointing offseason, but they're going to
make the playoffs.
They're still going to be in the mix. So Zach LaVine has to elevate his game. He averaged 25 points a game, 4 and 4 pretty much. Them points going to have to go up. Now, I know DeMar DeRozan loves to shoot the ball, but I'm looking at Zach LaVine. You the man of the team. This is your franchise. You should be the number one option. Lead us, but it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. So anything else you looking at NBA that you was like, I wonder what's going to happen there, or anything interesting that you thought maybe?
Well, you touched on it. The Brooklyn Nets, they went through a lot. Kevin Durant demanding a trade, trying to go to Phoenix, trying to go to Miami. And I'm looking at them like, man, you got Kyrie there. And even if Ben Simmons don't play, you got Seth Curry, all right? You got these guys. Joe Harris is coming back.
They just traded for Royce O'Neal.
Royce O'Neal, okay. Patty Mills is there. So they got a decent squad. I mean, you know, Kevin Durant played like MVP. Kyrie Irving, that whole vax thing, that's thing in the past. Yep. He can stay healthy. That's a nice 1-2 punch right there. And then Ben Simmons is a wild card. Is he going to play or is he not going to play? That should be a bet right there. Is it over under one game for Ben Simmons? That should be on FanDuel, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, we'll see. You know, if he plays, and then they got a really solid team. So, Brooklyn Nets.
I do like the Brooklyn Nets. I thought that was the best move. I like that Brooklyn didn't cave in to Kyrie and KD. I like that they didn't cave in. Like, no, y'all going to play here. We not just going to just trade y'all, just to trade y'all. So, I do like that they did that. Because I think that, like you say, Brooklyn has a good team, but it's all predicated on Ben Simmons. Because Ben Simmons, I don't think he's going to be able to shoot. I just think that's just a skill that he isn't going to have. But what he can help them with is, okay, we're playing the Boston Celtics. Okay, Ben Simmons, go stick Jason Tatum. We're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ben Simmons, go get Donovan Mitchell. We're playing the Chicago Bulls. Go stick Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan. Right. That's one thing he can do. He is an elite defender. So I will say that about Brooklyn Nets. They have a chance, but it's a lot of questions. Is Kyrie going to stay healthy?
I don't even think Ben going to play, but we'll see. Hopefully he comes back.
He got to play.
I'm just thinking about Seth Curry, and I'm thinking about Kyrie and them, Patty Mills. So
yeah, that's
I'm counting them out the equation. All right, I got to see it to believe it.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm interested to see if Golden State going to be able to bounce back and repeat. And if they repeat and Steph Curry gets his fifth ring, man, that's a whole different conversation.
No doubt.
No doubt. I'm Zach Roach. This is my partner, Mr. Adi Wiley. You've been watching Spectator Sporting. We out.